Welcome back. My name is Steve, the founder of English & Go. Today, we will take a look at a few very useful and common prepositions in English. You know prepositions, those little words that help the listener or reader to understand context. Now, for German speakers of English, prepositions can be confusing. That's why the goal of this podcast is to help you understand three of the most commonly used prepositions. One reason many people hate English prepositions is that there are so many of them. According to most textbooks I've consulted, there are well over 100 prepositions. This is the problem. Most people don't use hundreds of prepositions. They only use a handful of favorites. It was exactly this, the overteaching used in textbooks and other language modules, that led me to found English & Go. I realized that German professionals don't need every rule and every form of the English language. They just need what their clients actually use. Learn it, apply it, and advance. So today's podcast will only focus on three prepositions: by, in, and out. Let's start with by. By. Now, I know it sounds like the word by, B-Y-E, which is short for goodbye, or it could mean a break in the schedule, like, oh, there are no football games this week, it's a bye week. But we are concerned with the shorter form, by, because this little word can be used in lots of ways. In its most common form, it means next to. For example, the key is on the desk by the lamp. Another way to use it in terms of location: if you drive by the store on the way home, can you pick up some eggs? It happens that I really like eggs, and longtime listeners of these podcasts may recall that I did an entire podcast on eggs back in 2018 called English and Eggs. It is actually one of the most popular podcasts on English and Go, so clearly lots of other people like eggs as well. Still, the word by can be used in other ways, such as an introductory phrase or an indicator of past or maybe future events. So let's look at how to use it as an introduction. By the way, your mother called earlier. For a past event, we could say, oh, Sharon came by while you were at work. We had a cup of coffee and a chat. In the first case, we are signaling the introduction of something important. By the way, dot, dot, dot. And in the second case, we are using by similar to the first way we did it, which is to show something that's next to or close to you. Sharon came by while you were at work. We can also use by to refer to the future. This use of the word by is a bit more interesting because it either sets or implies a deadline. Such as, John, that report is due by Friday. This tells us that Friday is the deadline. The report can be done before then, but not later. We can use by in a more general sense. If we consider that John needs to finish the report, he may call home and say to his wife, well, I had hoped to be home on time today, but it'll probably be dinner by the time I'm home, because I have to finish this report. As we can see, the word by can be used to define a physical space. The keys are on the desk by the lamp. Or, if you go by the store, can you pick up some eggs? By can be used for the past or past events. By the way, your mother called this afternoon. And by can be used for the future. This report is due by Friday, or I hope to be home by dinner time. Another commonly used preposition is the word in, I-N, which can mean inside or within. Most people use in as the short form of inside, such as, my keys are in my pocket. Typically, a native speaker of English will only use the full word inside when they want to draw attention to something. I looked everywhere for my keys, but only when I looked inside the car was I able to find them. I had to call the locksmith. I locked my keys inside the car. The preposition in is also used in relation to area or place. Things happen in buildings or in houses or cities. For example, the English and Go offices are located in Osnabrück, a city in Germany. Still, these physical locations are only one way to use the word in. The other way is a little less obvious, and it means within a time frame or perhaps two things being compared to each other. If you think of the example I gave you earlier, in relation to area or place, you're getting a better idea. But first, let's take the easy one, using in as a way to define time. We have to make a cake for the birthday tomorrow. I really hope we finish in time. Clearly, the listener can understand that a birthday tends to be a day-long event, so time is a bit more flexible. So to do something in time usually means it's less urgent than having a deadline. So that's pretty easy. But the next parts of how to use in are a bit harder because they cover these comparisons or ideas. Example 1. In light of our agreement, we expect to sign the contract tomorrow. Example 2. We think that in the spirit of customer service, we should have a discount on the March invoice, oder Rechnung im Deutsch. Example 3. We need your signature in order to complete this request. In each of the above examples, in light of, in the spirit of, in order, the word in references either an idea or a process. So if you're not sure which preposition you want to use to convey an idea or a relationship, consider the word in. In relation to our business, we think dot dot dot. It's a handy little word. Okay, the last preposition we will look at today is the opposite of in, and that is, of course, out. The simplest way to use out is to mean outside. Is David in his room? No, he went out to meet Veronica. While in sports, out is the short form of out of bounds, meaning outside the official field of play. He was running down the field, but got pushed out. Or, well, she hit the ball, but it went out, so it didn't count. Another common way to use out is to say that a supply of something is gone. Jens was going to bake cookies, but then he realized he was out of flour. Oder Mehl im Deutsch. The clever listener has already understood that you can also be out of something else. Time. Such as, I hope you enjoyed this podcast, but we are out of time. Again, my name is Steve, the founder of English and Go, an English language teaching and consulting company based in Osnabrück, Germany. And I hope you enjoyed this short podcast about common prepositions by, in, and out. Please rate us at Apple Podcasts or contact us directly at englishandgo.de. We would love to hear from you.